Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, April 10th. We're getting a snapshot of the economy this week, with some key inflation data coming out. And today, the Consumer Price Index for March showed that prices rose 3.5% over the last 12 months. That's slightly higher than economists had predicted, and it follows a pattern of the progress on rising prices stalling in the early months of 2024. Largely because of a spike in gas prices and stubbornly high shelter costs. All that leaves the door open for the Fed to keep interest rates high, rather than slash them later this year as planned, which could mean more pain for borrowers. And higher inflation is weighing on consumers who are shouldering a record level of credit card debt, with a new survey from the New York Fed showing some people are unsure if they'll make their payments on time. Severe storms are ramping up in the South today, bringing threats of tornadoes and flash flooding from Texas to Georgia. We asked CNN's Allison Chincha for the forecast.
Hey, Joe, we are talking tornadoes, damaging winds, and hail today, but the most widespread impact may actually be the flooding. A flash flood emergency was issued early Wednesday morning for Kirbyville, Texas, as feet of water were reported inside homes in the area. More than 5 inches of rain has already fallen in portions of Texas and Louisiana, and an additional 1 to 3 inches is forecast today. The flood threat will continue this afternoon as the rain slowly spreads eastward. More than 10 million people are under flood watches today from eastern Texas through southern Georgia. Severe storms are also possible today with tornadoes and damaging winds from Shreveport, Louisiana, all the way to Tallahassee, Florida.
The next time you go shopping for an internet plan, you're going to see a new label laying out exactly what you can expect to pay and what download speeds you'll be getting. That's because of a new standardized system that all home and mobile internet providers now have to follow. And starting today, they're required by law to display information about pricing, services, and policies. The FCC introduced the labels to help customers make sense of the mix of plans available, saying they're modeled on the nutrition labels you see on food packaging in grocery stores. They're known as consumer broadband labels and have to be given when you're shopping online or in stores, and providers are not allowed to hide them in fine print or on separate web pages. After recent attempts to spare his life failed, the state of Missouri has executed Brian Dorsey for killing his cousin and her husband 17 years ago. Dorsey pleaded guilty to killing the couple with a shotgun at close range in December 2006, after spending an evening drinking with their family and friends. Some members of their common family have backed his execution, describing Dorsey's actions as the, quote, ultimate betrayal, for leaving the couple's then 4-year-old daughter alone with her deceased parents. But other family members, like their cousin Jenny Gerhauser, hoped Dorsey's life would be spared.
The execution was absolutely unnecessary. Brian was convicted of a terrible crime. We have never denied that. But Brian is not the worst of the worst.
Dorsey's attorneys argued he was in a drug-induced psychosis at the time of the killings and didn't get adequate legal representation. But that was all rejected by the Supreme Court after a last-minute attempt to stop the execution and give him a life sentence instead, which had support from 70 correctional officers. The Bidens have rolled out the diplomatic and literal red carpet for Japan's prime minister. More on that visit next. Japan's prime minister is in the US to visit President Joe Biden. Biden and Fumio Kishida will hold critical bilateral talks in the Oval Office today, and they're expected to talk about their partnership in the Indo-Pacific in response to China's growth. They're also expected to discuss AI partnerships and investments with US companies. This evening, 230 guests will arrive for a glitzy black tie state dinner, which First Lady Dr. Jill Biden previewed last night.
Our nations are partners in building a world where we choose creation over destruction, peace over bloodshed, and democracy over autocracy.
That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.